Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for February the 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is indeed hour one of two. And the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant. And the solution to the problems we face, no doubt we got to row to hoe to restore America, but we don't need a revolution. We do need a restoration in this most serious way, to say the least. A quick recap of Thursday's broadcast. Friday, I was out of town with my family. We had the opportunity to take our kids sledding for Christmas. My wife and I usually do category-type gifts. You know, something to wear, something for fun, something to look forward to, that kind of stuff, category-style gifts. It helps us find gifts that are meaningful for our family and everything. Anyway, the look forward to is a sledding trip. And so we went up to Soldier Hollow in Utah and went sledding. Up in Midway, it was phenomenal. Beautiful sunny day, wonderful food and family, 13 of us. Yeah, my three oldest married children and their spouses, and then I guess adult children, I need to say. And then the rest of it, it's just phenomenal. Just a fantastic time. Took a little break, got renewed, but we're back live. So this is what, Thursday's broadcast? We talked about Hookers for Hillary. They announced the benefits they'll be offering to clients that are Clinton supporters. But, whoa. This is the first time Ted Cruz has pulled above Trump in an NBC poll since they've both been in the race. But Trump slaughtered. Everybody in South Carolina, will get to that in minutes. Ranch owner clarifies how he found Antonin Scalia's body. Well, the pillow wasn't really over his face. It was over his head, but not over his face, you know. All right. You building your confidence in this? No problems with the Scalia fiasco? Obama plans Cuba visit as soon as March. He's talking about it all the time. The only sitting U.S. president to visit Cuba, believe it or not, was Calvin Coolidge back in 1928, according to the Coolidge Foundation. All right, that was hour one of the broadcast. Hour two, we talked about bees. Well, they're getting stolen. These beehives are getting stolen in California. It's kind of a buzzkill for almond growers. I don't know if you know, but nothing is more important to a robust almond harvest than bees. And so they've been paying for the beehives to be near their almond, what, groves? Anyway, the bottom line is the big old fiasco down there in California. Listener TZ says the state of Washington passed a law making all bathrooms gender neutral. Use whichever bathroom makes you feel more comfortable. And in Seattle, a man used a woman's changing room at a public pool. Someone objected, but the man just pointed to the law. Anyway, we talked about that, and I mentioned how evil our society has become. But TZ says, remember months ago when we talked about similar stories, that he said, hey, we ought to just do this to show the absurd by being absurd. And, well, many people might come to their senses if we put reality in their face, and there's a valid point to that as well. So we don't know the real deal with this man. We just know society's melting to a new low, that's for sure. All right, they call it sex tech on the same theme. We talked about sex robots could be biggest trend of 2016. More lonely humans seek mechanical companions. They say by 2015, human-on-robot sex will be more common than human with human, says report. Again, just another way to pervert the laws of God and prevent multiplying and replenish the earth as God called for, and it's tragic. All right, now the CIA confirms that ISIS has chemical weapons and has used them. Well, now that we know that the government created ISIS, looks like the United States government has chemical weapons and has used them via their, what, surrogate ISIS? All right. Obamacare enrollment falls short of expectations, says USA Today. I wish it would fall way short of expectations, like out of existence, but no such luck for that. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place just last week. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me, still on the road in Arizona. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. Jeb Bush suspends campaign as Trump secures solid win in South Carolina, Russia Today. What do you think, Kirk?
Well, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. I mean, you know, I've been waiting for this for a long time for him to roll on home, but I'm sure they'll keep him in the wings, kind of like they got Romney, you know, ready in case they just can't, you know, wait any longer. But anyway, I'm glad to see it.
What do you really think they're going to roll out a Romney? Anyway, here's what Bush said about the whole thing.
Jeb Bush faced reality before his supporters.
But the people of Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina have spoken, and I really respect their decision. So tonight, I am suspending my campaign. Yeah.
Bush was only able to garner just under 10% of the vote tonight, compared to 33% for Trump and nearly an even 22% for Cruz and Rubio.
Bush couldn't even get 10% of the vote, Kurt.
You know, I'm surprised he even got that myself. But, you know, I think that the numbers were inflated, you know, all along the way for him. But, you know, that's just, you got a lot of establishment types, insider types or kingmen kind of people that, you know, want to go with that kind of stuff, the same old. They like America with a king, you know.
You're right about that, Kurt. You're absolutely right. And I'll tell you what I find fascinating about this whole thing. You remember how they treated Ron Paul when he ran, Kurt?
Yep.
He got second, and they didn't even pay attention to it. They told you who got first and who got third, right?
Right.
Well, listen to this weird report. This is right when the win was happening for Trump, etc. It was like right. Well, it wasn't even exactly, it was before Bush bowed out. It was kind of like right at the tail end, kind of, it's very strange. Listen to this from the mainstream press.
Rock Hill resident Dale Herendeen said he prefers Jeb Bush to frontrunner Donald Trump in the contest.
With Mr. Trump, just very concerned about some of his bold statements with no plans to have corrective action.
71-year-old Carol Hipskin says she voted for John Kasich.
I think he's very up on health care. He's had to deal with that in Ohio. Also, I think he has good family values.
College of Charleston pollster Mary Catherine Cole said, though, she expects eventually the contest will come down to two or three candidates out of the six-man field.
All right. So it makes you believe that it's going to go down to two or three candidates. This is before Bush bowed out, but right towards the end when they knew Trump won. So here's what they do in this case, Kurt. They ignore, number one, Trump, really. Right. Number two, they ignore, I don't care if you want to call it Rubio or Cruz, they claim it was almost a tie there, but Rubio etched out Cruz a little bit. But they ignore the first three, and they focus on four and five, Bush and Kasich.
Yeah.
And so it's amazing. Well, then all of a sudden, within seconds of that, Bush jumps out of the race. But the mainstream press wants Bush so bad. Even the Christian News, see, this was Salem Radio News. They're shilling for Bush so hard that while Bush was announcing his bow out speech, they're going, yeah, you know, people want Bush.
Yeah, and it, you know, it goes to what you always teach, Sam, about he who owns the media makes the rules. You know, it can be, I was just thinking about how, imagine if we had a reporter reporting about that, you know, say a Will Grigg or, you know, somebody else, would they have gotten a recording from some Bush supporters?
Buddy, if you went to South Carolina, when you figure that, look, Trump got 33, the other two got 22 respectively. So what's that? 33 and 44, 77% of the voters
went
for the top three that were completely ignored. And then Bush and Kasich and Carson was ignored too, of course. Bush and Kasich, you had to just probably hunt for about 2 or 3 hours to find somebody that was like a Bush backer or a Kasich backer. I mean, they had to hunt for those people probably, Kurt.
Yep, and yet then that's the thing. What source was that? Was that ABC?
No, that was Salem Radio News.
Oh, Salem, that's right.
And these are supposedly the Christian side, the conservative news groups, right?
But the thing you got to understand about Salem, at least in my opinion, they want to play with the big boys. So they really want to pretty much just mirror what is done there. And by doing that, they hope, hey, these big guys will just, you know, accept us into the party. That's really what they do.
I think you're correct, and I'm just telling you, it's amazing. So Jeb Bush is announcing that he's quitting. No support. He didn't even get 10% of the vote. Trump got triple plus, almost quadruple what he got. And the mainstream press still running around going, yeah, people love Bush. People love Kasich. What?
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yes, you are, and this half hour is brought to you by GiveMeLibertyFund.com and also brought to you in part by ThePowerMall.com. Do business with the good guys, would you please? So, Kurt, it said, and then there were three as kind of the headline. Now you got basically Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio in the mix. Ben Carson has not dropped out, neither has Kasich, but they're so far back, it's a waste of time. They even got pretty much less support than Bush got. So they're in the single digits big time. You know, what value that is, I don't know. But now that we're really down to three serious contenders, what do you think is going to happen? Kurt, any idea?
You know, as I see it, I do believe that, at least I hope, Carson will soldier on. I like his, you know, what he adds to the mix of kind of some, I guess you could say, just common sense and old kindness and that kind of thing. I know it's not normal for politics, but, you know, it is nice to have him in there, I think, and I do hope that he'll continue. But I do see the, you know, the very similar picture. Very real possibility is James Edwards from the political cesspool suggested, and that is this, I guess you could almost call it an onslaught or a, you know, continual win, successions of wins by Trump, simply because I do believe he's kind of awakened some of the sleeping masses that are, you know, especially concerned about their jobs. And that's, in my opinion, the key thing that, you know, he simply by mentioning, you know, we're going to make America great again, and then hitting hard on the immigration issue and the jobs idea of factories going overseas or other countries, you know, he's well, you know, they used to say it's the economy, stupid. You know, that was the Bill Clinton thing. And, you know, it hits it right on the nose that way.
All right. Interesting thing or something to kind of wonder. Jeb Bush probably had more money than anybody else, even though his campaign was floundering, to say the least. You wonder, will all that money now go to Rubio? And will that do good enough for Marco, or will somehow Marco and Cruz melt down? I got a problem with Marco and Ted because neither of them are constitutionally qualified to be president based on the rule of law and the Constitution, in my humble opinion. Then Cruz has been attacking Carson and other candidates and not being fair. I don't have any respect for him. Rubio's the inside shill candidate, if you will, the default guy they're going to go to, maybe that or Kasich. If Kasich got off the ground, they'd push him big time, but otherwise. So the problem is I don't even support any of the top three there, Kurt.
Yeah, I see what you mean. And, you know, when you mention the big money, makes me think of that Mickey Cantor race, the guy, I'm trying to remember, he was like the House Majority Whip or whatever, and got beat by that guy in his state a little while back. You know, the guy spent, what, 10 times as much money, and that's, you know, very similar to the whole Bush.
Well, and now they're admitting that Bush's money sure didn't do him a lot of good. He literally spent millions and millions and millions, almost more than any other candidate, and it didn't really budge the voting needle at all. Now, Glenn Beck's in the news, Kurt, and Glenn Beck responds to the South Carolina primary results, and here's what he says. Please join me in a fast for Ted Cruz. Breitbart reporting on Glenn Beck's Facebook page or Glenn Beck's Facebook page and everything. Glenn is asking everybody to fast and pray for Cruz. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that at least personally, I don't really want to join up. I mean,
Kurt.
The idea of calling upon God to support who you think is a good candidate, that's no problem, and I don't mind free speech. I'm just not with Glenn on that, you know.
I hear that. So, what do you think, Ben Carson? I mean, I appreciate that he might hang around and bring some sanity to the race to some degree. At the same time, he's just not doing well.
Yeah, the thing, you know, as you've always taught us, he who owns the media makes the rules. And you got to look at him and say he's not the appropriate type of black man, if you will, that typically gets the coverage. You know, you got your Jesse Jacksons, your Al Sharptons, that kind of thing. But here's a fine, upstanding gentleman of a man who basically, you know, he rejects all the standard socialist, basically all of them, rejects all those different things. You know, he's not what the king man the insiders want. And so rather than, I guess you could say, beating up on him, even though they did that when he was big time, you know, when he was up on the polls. And
yeah, when it was his time to surge.
Yeah, they beat him up good, and then they just left him, you know. And that's how that works typically, because then people go, well, he doesn't have a chance. And so then they'll move their vote to somebody who they feel like they could. And yet, I read a news report the other day just by an individual who was like, oh, I really like Carson, but, you know, since I could see, didn't have a chance to.
Yeah, since then I want to throw my vote away, then, you know.
Yeah, that's what happens so many times. We get these deals, and that's what people fall for. The media, you know, tells them what to think and what to do.
I hear that. It's a sad tale to tell. Now, when you think about it, though, the top three got 77%+ of the vote. Now that Bush is out, that's another 10% that'll go somewhere. You think most of Bush's votes and or dollars will go to Rubio, or do you think that Trump will garner a piece of that and or Cruz?
You know, I'm expecting Kasich, you know, and Rubio to pretty much split them. There'll be the hangers-on of the old elite, you know, that wanted to stay with the, you know, I guess you could say the older white guys, you know, and that's the Kasich, Bush kind of guys. But, you know, so now Kasich will get, I suppose, about half of it. But I think they're going to see the writing on the wall and begin to, you know, coalesce around Rubio. That's what I expect. And that's, Trump has really taken, you know, going after Rubio pretty hard. Or not Trump, but Cruz, and what I've seen. And I think Rubio deserves it pretty much, as far as I can see on the whole, especially that immigration issue is so big.
All right. Well, Ted Cruz is playing dirty tricks. He played dirty tricks against Carson, as you know. There was a lot of to-do about it, but it went nowhere. Now, I guess Cruz and Carson met in a closet, Kurt. I don't know if you heard about this.
No.
But they say Cruz and Carson held secret meeting about dirty tricks in a closet.
Wow.
And I think the idea was to try to get over the dirty tricks and maybe make friends and maybe make some kind of a brokered deal. But what happened is Carson got burned again because they weren't supposed to talk about the meeting, but the Ted Cruz campaign talked about the meeting and documented it before Carson even left the closet. Daily Beast has the details on it, but it's very strange what's going on, Kurt, where Cruz is just turning out to be like a thug.
You know, I will say this, if you've been working on Capitol Hill like he has, I think you pretty much, if you're going to survive it at all, you pretty much have to learn those tactics of warfare, but it sure is sad to see a guy like Carson getting beat up that way.
I agree, and it makes me have less respect for Cruz. All right,
yep.
Time will tell. Liberty Roundtable in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Kirk Crosby's on the road. Sam Bushman in studio. GiveMeLibertyFund.com, ThePowerHour.com. Check them out. Do business with the good guys today, ThePowerMall.com. Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org, is with us. He's going to give us a quick update on the legislative events going on in Utah. The legislative session, I always consider some of the most abusive times. It's when everybody's sick of winter and you're sick of the bureaucrats, and man, it's just out of control. Nevertheless, before we get a quick update with that, looks like Jeb Bush bowed out. What do you think? You got Ted Cruz, you got Marco Rubio, and you got Donald Trump. Lol, nobody else is even on the map now. What do you think it all means?
Well, I think it means, Sam, that there were three. Like you said earlier in the show, Rubio and Cruz and Trump. I think Trump will continue to outpace the other two in most of the primaries around. Super Tuesday, March 1st, is coming quickly, and that's going to be a watershed event. That's going to tell us probably how many of those three are going to stay in the fight and stay standing. I fully expect Trump to go all the way. I think the establishment will probably try to keep him from winning in eight states, because then they can have a brokered convention, and with a brokered convention, the likelihood of their being able to do a dirty deal and work something out so Trump cannot get the nomination would probably be to their liking. Read a great article last week that about the hypocrisy of the GOP, where basically they don't want Trump because they can't control him. They want the establishment candidates like Kasich or Bush or, you know, Rubio that they can control, because then they maintain control that way. Trump they fear because they don't control him, and so they're angling for anybody but Trump. And they're going to try to pull out all the stops this year to get somebody in there besides Trump. That's their objective, in my opinion.
All right, there you go. Time will tell. I think they're pushing for a brokered convention as well. They'll pour a ton of money into Rubio. And what they're really trying to do is use Rubio and Kasich to draw off enough to make Trump and Cruz struggle as well, even though they have maybe the majority won't be quite enough. And time will tell what's going to happen with that. But somehow you might get a deal between Carson dropping out, throwing his support to somebody or something. You might get some kind of deal between Trump and Cruz in some weird kind of way. You might get a deal between Kasich and Rubio in some way, or Rubio and Cruz. Who knows? But they're going to do something to split this vote for sure to see if they can't stop Trump. Whether they'll get it done or not, time will be the only tell. Tuesday is the next event to keep an eye on. Tomorrow, Nevada. And watch Trump do very well there again. The question is, who will be next? Will it be Rubio or Cruz? Time will tell us all that. But what's happening in the state of Utah? I know that we talked last week about a honey bill. There was a good one and a bad one relating to honeybees and beehives, etc. Really, it had to do with freedom to do business.
It did, Sam. Both bills, HB 115 and HB 315, were held in the committee, which basically means that the committee was not comfortable either in approving it or rejecting it. In other words, they felt like there was more to learn about those two bills, and so they held it in committee, and will take it up in committee meeting in the future. That has not been set yet, but will be set at some future time. So those two beekeeping bills, one was good, one was bad, were held in committee. So we basically, they want more time to think about it before they either approve or reject it. Probably the most disconcerting bill over the past, on Friday, was the passage of a House Joint Resolution calling upon Congress to convene an Article 5 convention. This bill was defeated last year. There were actually three bills last year that called for a convention. Only one of the three passed. The one that passed was rigidly specific to a balanced budget amendment, and that's the only one that passed. The one that failed, HDR 14, failed last year, is pretty much identical to this year's HDR 8, sponsored by Ken Ivory, which calls and asks Congress to call this convention for the purpose of limiting the federal government, you know, limiting its power and authority, and curtailing its spending, and so forth. And so it's very general, very, it's so general that you could basically, the convention could convene and come up with any and all ideas that they wanted to place upon the federal government if they so chose. And so it's so general that it becomes incredibly dangerous. And so the Campaign for Liberty publicly oppose a constitutional convention or a convention of states or an Article 5 convention. They're all one and the same thing. Basically, Congress is the body that calls the convention. They're the ones that make the rules. They're the ones who decide what delegates to attend and how those delegates are selected. They decide how many votes every state gets. In fact, they've already postulated how all of those decisions would come down in a 40-page document that explains basically that every state would get, you know, basically be represented in this convention the same way votes are taken for in the Electoral College. So, you know, Wyoming would get three votes because they have two senators and one representative. California, of course, would get two senators, would get the equivalent of two senators, and there are some odd, you know, 60 representatives. And so basically it would mirror what the Electoral College is, and little states would have very little power, very little influence at the at such a convention. It's all very dangerous, Sam. And this particular resolution on Friday passed out of the committee, meaning it was approved by the committee on a 6-3-4 vote. Six ayes, three nays, and four not present for the vote, which means it's going to go on to the full House sometime this week, probably. And Campaign for Liberty urges all citizens in Utah to call their legislator in the House and urge them to oppose this HJR 8 Convention of the States resolution. A lot of people think that, it's really, we got to do something because, you know, the federal government is not obeying the Constitution. Well, when it comes right down to it, Sam, it just makes no logic to that argument. Basically, they're saying the federal government's violating the Constitution, therefore we must modify it. Well, that makes no sense to me. what the states need to do is stand up with some backbone, with some courage, and nullify the federal acts and opinions that exceed their constitutional warrant, right? I mean, the states are the ones who created the federal government. The states are the ones, they're the principals, and the federal government is their agent with specific duties and responsibilities. And once the federal government exceeds those constitutionally defined and specifically enumerated responsibilities, the states or the principals, they must, their duty to slap it down and say, no, you don't have this authority, you don't have this power, and they thereby nullify those unconstitutional acts of the federal government. There's no case clearer than in Utah when the people of Utah about 10 years ago put into their constitution a definition of marriage. They said marriage consisted of the union of one man and one woman. And all of our lawmakers in the state of Utah and public officials take an oath to obey the U.S. Constitution as well as the state constitution. And yet, after a federal judge gave his opinion on December 23rd of 2013, his opinion that the state constitutional definition of marriage was somehow unconstitutional, and I don't get that, how, you know, we put it in our constitution, therefore by definition it is constitutional. For a federal judge to come along and opine that that was not constitutional just boggles my mind. We are a sovereign state, and every state in the union is a sovereign independent entity. And they
hold on, they're a sovereign independent entity based on the rule of law, but they only are insofar as that they insert themselves or assert that they are. In other words, you only have rights if you're prepared to demand and defend them.
Exactly right, Sam. And so here we have a golden opportunity with the support of 80% of the citizens of the state of Utah in support of that definition of marriage. And then, but we had a governor and attorney general giving their opinion, ordering basically the county clerks to follow that opinion, heed that opinion, and that was just foolishness. It was because that is a state entity not acting like a sovereign. And not exercising their constitutional duty to protect the citizens of the state from the federal encroachment. And so that's my opinion on this, on you know, where states ought to be doing. We have to nullify federal overreach, and we need state legislators with backbone to do so.
All right, bottom line, good year or bad year? You got 2 seconds.
Bad year, Sam. We need more people knocking down the door of our legislators.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Bye-bye.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, I want to get Kurt Crosby's take on this. Bad year, says Lil Nelson. We got to get people involved. And this kind of goes to the heart of what I've been saying forever, Kurt. You know, we want to act like the system doesn't work. Everybody's running around blaming the Constitution, looking for different ideas. Nobody's engaged in the fight. I'm not saying nobody. There's good people like Lowell, and, you know, there's people doing things, but it's not enough. You got to have the American people engaged in demanding the federal government back off, the state stand up for their constitutionally given rights, or I shouldn't say constitutionally given, constitutionally codified rights. Okay, the founding fathers set forth a legacy, but they said you only have a republic if you can keep it. They said this is only for a moral and an educated people. These things are very clear indeed, Kurt, and it's a bad year not because the system doesn't work, but because the American people are too busy partying, Kurt. Life's too easy in America, and people are just partying, and they're not engaged. That's my contention. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, it does sound kind of like a broken record when you say, well, it's deja vu all over again. You know, I mean, it just happens time and time again. We say, as the representative of American people, we say that we're for change, for fixing things, and yet, like Lowell says, you get up there at the state capitol when they're in session, at least in our state of Utah, is, you know, like 45 days of the year, you'll find it very, surprising, not really, but that basically all you got is the lobbyists who are trying to get their money, and then you've got the few like Lowell and other friends of ours that are fighting limit the growth of government. And I'll tell you what, they got a fight on their hands.
And I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but what else do you say? I mean, what other options are other people putting forward, Kurt?
Yeah, I don't, certainly you can see the things that we talk about and promote on Liberty Roundtable, our solutions, for example, getting more of the media, we have pretty good report from Lowell up there, but just imagine if he was, I guess you could say, funded enough to be like a roving reporter. He cruise into the governor's office, cruise into the back rooms, and, you know, get some reports like that. I mean, it would make even more of a difference, in my opinion.
I think you're absolutely right. And that's why we promote the solutions we do. Just think if, you know, the American people didn't even know it was a bad year for liberty in Utah, or a bad. Just think if people didn't even hear from what we have to say. I mean, this example that Salem Radio News continues to shill for Bush and Kasich. Jeb Bush suspends the campaign. You heard that, but where's the money going to go? The details are not fleshed out. Glenn Beck responds to South Carolina by saying, let's pray for Ted Cruz. Cruz and Carson held a secret meeting. Did you know all these things?
No, all right. I didn't. And yet, I guess you could say, I'm not surprised. These are the big, I guess you could say the winding up times, the fleshing out of who's going to go on. There's a pretty good article. I just sent it to you from WorldNet Daily. The headline on that is Trump's deal with Cruz.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw it.
I saw that, and I had mentioned the big story is that they're talking about maybe they'll be forced to make a deal. They haven't really made a deal yet. In fact, they started out friends. Now they're supposed to arch enemies. But I bet you there may be some forced deal going on, especially if Rubio and or Kasich start gaining ground.
Well, and you can see why, because, like they say here, they say Phyllis Schlafly has been watching the GOP establishment. That's the insider boys or the Kingmen, pick our presidential candidates since before she wrote her book back in 64 called A Choice, Not an Echo. And she'll tell you the only president elected in her lifetime without the blessing of the establishment was Ronald Reagan. And then she goes on and says Jeb Bush was obviously the pick of the establishment. She says the money was there. This article says the money was there, and Bush was definitely spending it. But the GOP primary voter, he just didn't go that way. After South Carolina, this author says it's a very different race. Now that Bush is out, Rubio's the clear heir of the establishment crown. They say that this author says the D.C. cartel will do anything to preserve the status quo. The thought of a true outsider winning the Republican nomination is bone chilling to the establishment. That's what gets, like I would add here, though, that's what gets people off their couches and at least voting. Then the author goes on, its political life depends on taxpayer money. They say the political life of the D.C. cartel, that is, taxpayer money flowing through D.C. and into its pockets and the pockets of its cronies. At this point, the establishment's only hope, Marco Rubio. The presidential primary, they say, has now become the classic, like Lowell said, three-man race. The two front runners shred each other, and the third man slides right past them for the win. That's pretty much what it comes down to. They say that Trump and Cruz got to work together. If not, it'll be Rubio's to be had. What do you think? Do you think they'll get together for a deal?
I think eventually they'll be forced to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to have a brokered convention. And what I think may be very likely is if they get together and have a deal, they might be able to get enough support. I mean, look, in this last contest in South Carolina, Trump had, 33% and Cruz had 22%. You put that together, Curtin, that's, 55% between the two?
Good point.
If they do broker a deal, how are you going to push for a brokered convention and that kind of a deal? So I don't know, but my guess is something happens. And the likelihood of Trump and or Cruz teaming up with Rubio is less likely. The likelihood is Kasich will do something there. I predict that Trump will do very well, but if they do shut him out, he might go third party. And again, you might end up with Hillary in the White House, Kurt.
Yeah, it's certainly very real picture, or at least a possibility. McClatchy, DC.com boys say Trump is poised to step on the GOP accelerator. So the Nevada caucuses for the Republicans are next. Is that the tomorrow deal?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And you expect a pretty good win for Trump there, right?
I don't see how there's not. I mean, he's looking quite good. His momentum is there. They don't have time to really manipulate too much and derail because it's just such a short time.
Yeah. I was trying to remember what's next. I know there's a little bit of lag time in between the next one, but is that the Super Tuesday stuff? Let's see.
I think there's something else before that, about 2 weeks away, and then Super Tuesday.
I guess you got March 1, Alabama primary. Then you've got, No, I guess that would be all on the 1st of March. You got Alabama.
Isn't there something before that, though? I thought there was.
It doesn't look like it. I'm looking at Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Georgia, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, Virginia. That's all March 1. Is that a Tuesday, by the way? I guess it probably is. I know the 29th is Monday, so I bet that's the Super Tuesday they talk about.
I bet it is. I just thought there was one more thing before that, but I could be wrong. Maybe it's just Nevada, then Super Tuesday. Either way, there's not a whole lot of time for the manipulators on the ground to really have their way. It's going to be hard for them really to manipulate the momentum that Trump has. And whether he'll have enough to win it all and sweep and make it impossible for them to broker a deal, I don't know. That's what James Edwards thinks. He may be right. Or whether they'll put a fly in the ointment. I'm predicting some kind of a fly in the ointment, but I don't know how or what. Because I don't see that they have a whole lot of time to get that done. It takes time to change public opinion. It takes time to manipulate things in the polls and lie in the media long enough to really change the game. I don't know what's going to happen. I just know this. Trump's on a roll. And I will say this. A lot of people believe Trump's, you know, taking on the establishment and winning. They don't want Trump, but he's going to have it anyway. See, I don't believe any of that. I believe if Trump's where he is and Trump's on a roll, it's because they're allowing it to be. Now, you could say, well, they allowed it long enough, and now they've been betrayed, or they thought they could stop it, and now they can't. There might be something to that, but I'm convinced that if they did not want Trump in any way, he would not be where he is, Kurt. That's just my humble opinion. And the reason I say that is in our whole lifetimes, you haven't seen a single person that we want even get close.
It is interesting, to see, the take from Phyllis Schlafly, who typically we respect quite a bit, and where she's basically saying that he is an outsider, and she calls Cruz an outsider as well, and says that their plan, what she says what their plan is, and she has watched this thing pretty closely, and I would be surprised if she's not right on the nose.
Well, I know this, to say that Ted Cruz is an outsider is the biggest lie ever. He cut his teeth as an attorney for the George Bush crime family. Prescott Bush crime family. So I don't know if you call that an outsider or what, but there you go. Also, when you talk about Trump, he's been an inside New Yorker guy schmoozing both sides of the aisle for literally decades. He's friends with all of them. So he might be an outsider when it comes to politics, but he's certainly not necessarily an outsider the way I would look at it. All right. Thanks for being alongside LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. This nation shall endure.